This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge, coming to you live from Cape Town in South Africa. We're live when we're recording it, and we head to New York now to catch up with Steve Day. Steve, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Right, good to be back.
Steve, let's talk about your bike. It's obviously you said you started taking up a bit of mountain biking with regards to cross training when you were struggling with running injuries. You're not half bad on the bike. Obviously, there is room for improvement, but it's something you do enjoy doing.
Yeah, very much so. I've learned to love the bike for sure. I started, probably around 2006-07 doing some mountain biking. I think I bought a road bike in 09, my first tri bike in 10, but I love being outdoors, it's great. Socially, it's great as well. But I've learned an awful lot on the bike, since 2010 for sure.
What do you reckon's the biggest thing you've learned and how you've applied it to your performance to get better?
Probably quality for me. When I first started training for Ironman, we did a lot of longer rides. But other than a bunch of us getting a little too excited on the way back, coming back into New York, I wouldn't say there's a huge amount of quality in there. So quality over quantity for me personally. If you have the time to do the quantity, I think that's great. But if you're restricted on hours, we're spending a lot of time on the trainer. I think just certainly over the winter, spending some time going really hard. And then even, as you get closer to race day, just having, if you're out for a 3-hour ride, at least half of that should be, in my mind, quicker than race pace. So don't forget the quality for sure.
You also mentioned, with regards to the consistency and training through winter and keeping going. And that's a surefire way to get better on the bike as well, is not sort of have these fits and starts where you take a few months off because it's cold. But by working through, you can really see big improvements year on year if you do that.
Yeah, definitely. People call it the off season. I probably train harder, over the winter in terms of going really hard. Than I do when it's warm and we're outside. Certainly the last two winters, I've gone really, really hard on the bike. Yeah.
As far as workouts go, what do you absolutely love doing? What is your favorite?
Maybe
your favorite
two sessions a week. Probably the short efforts I prefer because they're not quite as painful. So we do everything from 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off to a minute on, minute off. The real hard stuff is the 4 times 5 minutes all out. I mean, that stuff just makes you want to cry. I mean, it's just so painful. But it really works. I love it as I hate it and love it. But that's the stuff that really works or certainly works for me for sure. If you have a block of that, coming to the end of the winter, I think, I can't see you not improving, to be honest.
Absolutely. Well, let's chat about your run next time out. Steve, once again, thanks for your time today. We look forward to catching up next time around.
That was good, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.